The Department of Health is developing interventions to combat child malnutrition following the health minister's revelation that over 600 children died from malnutrition in 2024. To find out more on this matter, we now speak to the acting director for maternal, child and women's health at the health department, that being Dr. Leslie Bamford. Good morning, doctor.
Good morning, and good morning to the listeners.
Wonderful having you on the airwaves of VOC Breakfast, doctor. Just to give us some insight here in regards to the 600 cases of malnutrition reported, or rather child deaths. Could you give us some insight in regards to what that represents in terms of this, of is food security here in the Republic of South Africa? What exactly is going on in the Republic in regards to malnutrition?
So, you know, I think acute malnutrition in children, we know that this is a long-standing problem, and a problem that results from many factors. Some of them are direct factors, some of them more indirectly. What the minister reported in Parliament, every child under 5 years who dies in one of our public sector facilities, we record the nutritional status of that child. And as indicated, there is a proportion of children who die who do have severe acute malnutrition. It doesn't necessarily mean that they died from the severe acute malnutrition, but nevertheless, this is something that we are obviously very concerned about. Mm. We have for many years had a package of interventions. We know that the number of children who died from severe acute malnutrition has been coming down, but we did see an increase post-COVID, which we assume resulted from the results of the pandemic and the socioeconomic results of the pandemic. We do see that the number appears to be coming down again. But of course, we continue to implement a package of interventions and are always looking to strengthen that implementation.
Yeah. And when we talk about the implementation, I've seen reports in regards to specific provinces mentioned, the KZN, Limpopo, Eastern Cape and Gauteng. Could you give us some insight in regards to these specific provinces and the challenges that they experience in comparison to others, as well as, of course, how the intervention plan aims to rectify that issue in the provinces?
So, of course, most of the provinces that you mentioned are the provinces that have the highest number of children, and that does obviously then impact the number of children who unfortunately do die in those health facilities. So if we look at the interventions, you know, as I indicated, there are many factors that contribute to malnutrition. Mm. And therefore, in addressing malnutrition, one needs to look at all of these different factors.
Yeah.
So from our perspective, the first thing to understand is the impact of poverty and socioeconomic factors on the population and on household food security. And we try to work with other government departments and other organizations to address those factors. As the health department, we of course don't have a direct influence on many of those factors. And so we have to work with others in trying to address them. The second factor that we look at then is, if you like, behaviors in households and communities. So to ensure that families provide the best nutrition that they are able to for young children. So, of course, we promote breastfeeding, exclusive breastfeeding for 6 months, followed by ongoing breastfeeding, but with introduction of good quality, what we call complementary feed, so essentially solid food. We also need to make sure that children are accessing all of the support that is available to them, particularly the child support grant. So in a way, that focuses on prevention, and then of course we put a lot of emphasis into early identification and providing treatment for children who do have evidence of acute malnutrition.
Doctor, just to get into that aspect there in terms of the departments working together, as we know, historically, combating poverty globally has always been an initiative that requires government to holistically intervene in communities. As you mentioned rightly, it's also something tied to the socioeconomic conditions within households and also, of course, what access to food households have. Many households oftentimes look for the cheapest option, not realizing that the cheapest option is not mostly the most nutritious one. So I think then the way forward, what does that look like? Because now we sit in a country where people are struggling to find jobs, we have more people getting onto social grants. So it doesn't seem as if though the socioeconomic conditions within communities are necessarily improving. And of course, given what you just mentioned in terms of the dynamics at play in terms of how future food security functions, both in terms of the access that individuals have to food security and of course the amount of money they have to actually purchase healthy, nutritious items, I'm struggling to understand the way forward, because given the circumstance of unemployment, given this reality in the Republic in terms of people not being able to afford basic household goods, it doesn't seem like it's going to be pretty for the Republic in the next couple of years.
But I think there's no doubt that as a country, we do face many challenges in this regard. From our perspective, I think it's certainly true that for many households, it is difficult to purchase healthy food. We put a lot of emphasis on ensuring that that households do provide the best feeding options for young children. So, as I indicated, the best option for young children is breastfeeding, which has many options, which has many advantages. But one of them being that it's much cheaper than alternatives such as purchasing formula, and we try and support households to provide affordable options for young children. So to stay away from processed foods, many parents still buy commercial baby foods, whereas we emphasize that normal family foods are the best option for feeding young children.